Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I was very confused by the details of the Humboldt State student who was found near West Haven dead from a fall. She had a broken ankle, and it was not clear from the information in the paper whether she fell from Elephant Rock, a large formation east of Highway 101, or what. If she had a broken ankle, how did she get up on Elephant Rock, if that's where she fell from? If she didn't fall from the rock, how come she would die from any other low-level fall? I think I read where she had a little knee bike, a contraption that you put your bad leg on and push with the good leg. Did she ride it all the way up there? Did someone take her there and just leave her? Doesn't make any sense to me. I would like to see something more complete from the coroner's office in the paper. I want to offer my congratulations to Fortuna High's football team for making it to the special bowl game down south, and they won. My grandson, Nathan Madsen, had quite a run of experiences in his football career. He started at Eureka High, where he played both defense and offense. Then he went to Fresno State, where he redshirted. That's where you practice with the team for the first year, giving you another year to play when you're older and better. Then he played first-string defense for 4 years, winning the Defensive Player of the Year 1 year. They had 4 good years and 1 bad year out of the 5. In the next-to-last regular season game, he tore everything in his knee that could be torn, but surgery was successful. He is allowed to attend the remaining games, one being a bowl game in Hawaii on Christmas Eve. He still has 1 more year of school to get his master's in criminology. So as parents and grandparents, we share his emotions. My mom was married to Dave Zebo at the end of her life, and they lived right across the street from the lighthouse that is sinking into the hillside. I'm assuming, you know what that does to you, that the excessive rain from last year exacerbated and quickened the slippage. According to Saturday the 16th's photo, they have poured another foundation and plan to use the crane to reposition it. I'm writing this before Christmas on account of the holidays. If you don't already know, there's another lighthouse on Trinidad Head with a trail going to it. Well, New Year's Eve is nearly on us, and I hope you all enjoy the evening and the holiday. If you are partying, be sure to have designated drivers, and for your own good, do not over-imbibe. It took me a few years to learn that. Then I would go to parties and watch folks make fools of themselves and felt great the next day. I don't make New Year's resolutions because I wouldn't keep them anyway, but in the new year, I hope Medicare and the other parties can get together and get me a power wheelchair. My needs are within the spectrum, but everything has to be just so. We're working on it, but it is sure frustrating. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.